sagt die Mishnah. Heiße Sukasa Itachas Ilon, Ilo Sa'a Yitzaycha Bayis. Rashi, Uksula, Yitzan Yabrayis of the Gemara. So Rashi right away refers you to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Masuka is Teshpu. Loi Sukka Tachasa Sukka, Loi Sukka Tachasa Ilon, Loi Sukka Shabbasaycha Bayis. So Chayr is Mashma Rashi, right off the bat. That's more of a fair than Ben Hanano. The problem of Sukkah Tachas Ilon is a problem that's a double Sukkah, a double Sach. Like Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, a double Sukkah, or Sukkah Tachas Bayis, Sukkah Tachas Ilon. It's one, it says Sukkah, and Gemara says, you know, it says Sukkois, right? But it's Sachas, not Sukkois, it's without the Vavs. Therefore, it's singular. Therefore, it has to be a sukkah, veloi, sukkah tachas, either ilan, bayis, or another sukkah. Right? It seems to be one psul. That's the first of Chananel as well. Right? And he says, ukimna be'ilan, she's still some of chamsa, nei shehika sukkah, tachas a sukkah. But if it's chamsa mitzilsa, the tree is chamsa mitzilsa, it's not chosha of kesukkah, as I'm going to say right in the beginning of Gemara. It sounds like the problem is not a problem that the Ilan is Chach Pasol. The problem is that you have a double Schach, so to speak. But that seems to be Rashi and Melech Hanano. And it's even more before it's Rashi in the Hemshuch of the Gemara. On the other hand, the Ran, it's pretty clear, it's pretty clear. The problem is al schach pasul. But let's see. It might be totally on the very important machlok is in the sugya. But anyway, the mission. The first case of mission is sukkatach ilan kilos of zechabayis. And the argument medayik why the mission says it that way. Why doesn't it just say pasul? Why tell him kilos zechabayis? No, it's pasul. Sukkah gabi sukkah. Yain a ksheira, tachayin a psula. No, yain is ksheira, why not? Tachayin a psula, because sukkah tacha sukkah. Now, she's shnei schach in yeshla. Who crop puzzle sukkah tacha sukkah, come on. It's interesting. Or we just said, right? It's a little funny, because by sukkah tacha ilan, Rashi just says, who psula kasani braisa. By sukkah tacha sukkah, there Rashi says Mefarad more that is a psul of Shnei Schochem. I don't know why Rashi does that. Here Rashi gives you Hoshul Torah, yeah? Hoshul Kloli, Shnei Schochem Yeshba, Krop Posel, Tachas Sukkah, come on. Why by Elon he just referred to the Braisa? I just thought about the question now. Anyways, that's the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda, it says like this. Im ain durim bel yayina, tachanak shayra. And the Gemara says it doesn't mean that, meaning if there's no one living up there, then the bottom one's kosher. The Gemara says it doesn't mean no one's living there. It means it's not roi for the people to live there. Only mitaych atchak, and therefore this is a hudlish tasai that sukkah nearest kava. So meila the top sukkah is not a kosher sukkah because you can't go and live there mitaych atchak. Meila. It's not like two sukkahs. You don't have two sukkahs here. So it's all just one big sukkah. Zok the Gemara. Amarav. Loishanu. Ela be'ilan shetzilsa mumuchamsa. The psul of the Mishnah is dafka with ilan shetzilsa mumuchamsa. Havachamsa mumuchamsa ksheira. Mamai. Miktani kilo sub is achabayas. Lamlu misu kilo sub is achabayas. Listen to psula. The whole Masech is full of things being possible. All of a sudden, you have to give him a sholem over here. Kilo sob zech bayis. Elo hakamashmon. The ilan dum yid bayis. Ma bayis. Generally speaking, it's silsim rum mechamsa. Af ilan silsim rum mechamsa. The mail, that's what the mission of Mimram is by saying kilo sob zech bayis. That the ilan is the psul. Takas ilan is that when the ilan is as such that the ilan itself is silsim rum mechamsa. So Says Rashi, "Lama lemisnik hilo asa'a b'sech habayis." Mahu kra de nafkalon. Teich habayis, nafkal tachas ilon. Lama lemitli hai b'heich. Rashi has an extra cage to the Gemara. We read the b'raisa before. Where's the besukais, teishvu, v'loi tachas ilon, v'loi tachas habayis, v'loi tachas asuka. So the same pasuk tells me Elon, that tells me bias, tells me Elon. So you don't need to be Taylor, Elon, bias. The same bias, the same pasuk passes both of them equally. So Elon doesn't do bias. Elamai wants to tell me if the Elon's comes from Mitzilsa, Elon's comes from Mitzilsa, then it's not a problem. Gartimara. Meaning, even though Elon is Chamsu Mitzilsa, but the Elon is still being used. The Elon is still being used. And the tzel of the Elon is still being used to make it tzel zemukhamitztar, v'schach pasol, v'schach pasol. The schach pasol of the Elon is being mitzurif with the schach of the sukkah. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, over here is a very big machlag in Rishonim. When we say kamitztar, v'schach pasol, v'schach kosher, is the sukkah chams ruv mitzilsa? And therefore, we have a problem being with Star of the Elon. The sukkah by itself is not Silzim Ruchamsa. The sukkah is only Silzim Ruchamsa together with the Elon. So that's what Gemara says. You're with Star of Sach Pasol, by the Sach Pasol. Because the Elon, the sukkah is also Chamsa Rum Mitzilsa, and the Elon's Chamsa Rum Mitzilsa says, you don't have a problem sukkah tachas sukkah, but using the tails of the Elon is also contributing to the Tzilzim of Chamsa. And Elon is Chach Pasol. That's one pshat. And the other pshat say that, no, even if the sukkah is Tzilzim of Chamsa, still the Gemara has a kasha. That comes to Chach Pasol has a Chach Kasher. Why? Because since the Elon's on top, and the sun hits the Elon first, so Mela, the tzel they're getting is from the Elon. So Mela, anything that's directly under the Elon becomes pasul. So if the sukkah is Silsim Mechamsa, yeah, there's enough tzel, enough schach in the sukkah to make the Silsim Mechamsa. But whatever is directly under the branches is considered schach pasul. So Mela, by default, you're anyway being mitzdarif the schach pasul of the Elon with the schach of the sukkah, even if the sukkah was still some mechamsa. Let's read Rashi. Hakam mitzdarif schach pasul, mechubar schach pasul hu, yichsev ba'aspecha, megarnecha, umyikbecha, mimash atem asif, megarnecha, asay sukascha, v'psoilis gairin, kegoyin kashin, right, the stalks of the wheat, v'psoilis yekev, going to shkoylois, reikoniois, uzmoirois, the vines, when it gets to anything, it's psoilis of the yekev. Alma, rab osvacha, megarnacha, meekvecha, we darshin that psoilis garnacha yekev. Samela, alma talish bina, umahani tsel ilon, let tsel aschach. This is a very important word in Rashi, lahashlim tsilsa shel sukkah. So Rashi's mashma that the sukkah that in the Gemara's kasha comes darav, it's dafko in the sukkah is also chamsim mitzilsa. As the Rashi is that the tzel of Elon is needed lahashlim to mashlim the tzilsa shal sukkah. That means the sukkah by itself is not tzilsa ruma chamsa. That's the mashmas of Rashi. I believe the Rav Yoh makes that diyuk in Rashi. And there's a stira, and Rav Yoh said the Rashi later on the Fiyurim and Aleph was Chayzer. Rashi in the funeral of the cheshbon of the sukkah hasukkah. We're not going to do that right now. It's too complicated for right now. When we get there, we'll see that this theory Rashi. Rashi was chayzer. But according to this Rashi, he's meduyik. Yeah, we're talking about chamas from mitzilsa. That's a chamas from mitzilsa, and only then is there a problem. Taisov here says, on this gemara itself, kamitzaras l'ktayis tavisha ilam mechuber. We'll be in a double talish. Oh, v'masukatachas shetachas ilam misuchaches kiraoi shetzilsa merub mechamsa loy mistavish etipasal mishem tzeres chakpasal. So Tai is not mistaber that the sukkah itself is still mechamsa without the ilan, that the ilan should pasul it. Why not? You have a kosher sukkah. You have a schach that's fully tzilsim, it's full tzilsim mechamsa. Who cares if there's an ilan on top? That schach pasul. I don't need the ilan. Dalmach in the ilan. I have my own schach. So therefore Tai is right. No mistaber should the pasul which should serve schach pasul. Kim the chishakles lay. The puzzle, a cat, it's a mruba. El Bishain, it's a mruba. El Makamas, like we said in Rashi. Holoi Mishani. So the Gemara could have answered that we're talking about a case where the Sukkah is still some Rumcham. So, who came out of the memory? Okay. And Taiz brings a raya. Taiz brings a raya to this, you say. Because the Mishnah says that if you have a makaras ukasai b'shpudin or beruchas hamita, you have bars, poles as schach, which is metal, which is posel schach. It's not gedulei karka, and it's mekabel tuma. And but you have between the metal poles, you have equal airspace, and you fill up the airspace with kosher schach. So it says over there, yeah, it's kosher. So the question is, why don't we say even mitzvah schach pasul is schach kosher over there? 50% kosher, 50% pasul. So we see that if the Tzchach kosher alone. It's still Zmer Mechamsa, we don't care about the Tzchach Pasul. So, as I said, other Rishayim disagree, and other Rishayim learn that even if the Sukkah is still Zmer Mechamsa, still we have a problem with Kumet Stara, because what's directly underneath the tree, or the Tzchach Pasul, becomes Pasul. And for the Gemara, our Pub is a Chavtan. What's chafton? It's Rashi chafton. Hishpil anafav l'mata muravim im schach kosher ve'nirin ba'ayin muschach kosher rab olav mevatloi imederaisa kolmili batol meruba yisnaim esnesin imayisichach meruba mehem ksheira. The Mishnah later is talking about. I'm going to bring it down in a minute. Hidaleh as a gefen, as a las, as a kise, mesicha gabon. So you know, you took the vines, you put them on top of your sukkah, you put schach on top of the vines. I guess you're using the vines to hold up the schach. It's possible. But if the schach is more than the vines, or you cut the vines, then it's kosher. So we see that what traffic's more, teretz is, it's bittul b'rayi. The schach pasul becomes batal in the schach kosher. So over here also, when the Gemara says that's bishachavton, you are mashpil the ilan. It's not the ilan is on top of the sukkah. The ilan, you pull the branches down and you mix them up with the schach. And meila, the schach kosher, assuming that, making a kimta, that's more than the schach pasul, and mela, it's kosher. Rashi says, because Rashi was saying, this is a din called tarkula of bittul b'rayi. Even though it's not an iser over here, right? It's a psul. Rashi says the chiddush that bittul is not only by iser, bittul is even by psul. Others have problem with this, because Could be it's nicker. The tree is nicker. It's nicker, you don't say bittul. What?
Nicker
when
you're
on.
So Rashi says when you're lying. Inside, so you can't know the difference. Because if you know the difference, then it doesn't work.
Which Rashi is other one?
Shafakul.
What?
Min near Bain. Rashi, Hishbon of
the Bain. Near Bain. They ain't near in Bain. I was just saying it's like not nigger. In near Bain. Okay. Fine. So Rashi knows it's better than a bittul. In fact, Gemara, Ibish Chavta, Maile Meimer. What's a Chiddush? How the same in Nigzer, Hechad Chavta, and Alto Hechad Loi Chavta, Gamash Malan, the Loi Gazrina. I had the thought to make a Gezera that if we matter the Elon, if you bring it down and mix it up with the Schach, you might come to be to matter the Elon, and you don't mix it up. Says Rashi, "My lemeim, lamli rav lemeim akshir l'maslisin, lamli lemeim akhiilo sab b'sacha bayis. Rashmin loy pasul elo dumyo de bayis. High lav tachas nei schachim hu. High lav tachas nei schachim hu. Here again, you see the Rashi learns the psul of Elon, the psul of shnei schachim. Chivin the chamsim meruba. Danafa muatim." So Rashi says, when you do chavtan and you mix them up, you bring it down and mix them up, you're taking care of, you're killing two birds with one stone with that. Because that's the Rashi's mashma, that in our case, there's two potential problems. One is, I'm sorry, the one problem you had was solved without that. There's two potential problems in our sugya of sukkah tachas ilan. One is schach pasul, ilan schach pasul. There's another problem, sukkah tachas sukkah. So by virtue of the fact that ilan is chamsi rum metzilsa, so then that there's no psul, as she says, of sukkah tachas sukkah, or sukkah tachas ilan. But for that, it has to be a enough tzel that would be like a sukkah. So it has to be tzilsa rum chamsa. So, just like by sukkah tachas sukkah, right? We'll see in the Gemara later. If the elyon is chamsim mitzilsa, then it's not mitzilsa sukkah tachas sukkah. Sukkah tachas sukkah means two schachas, right? It means it has to be two proper schachas, which is silsa mukhamsa. So here, where the elyon is chamsim mitzilsa, right? Gemara didn't like the mission that if it was chamsim mitzilsa, it's kosher. So Rashi says, there's a psul of schach you don't have, the elyon is chamsim mitzilsa. There's a problem of schach pasul. We solve by chavtan, by mixing it up, and being mavatlu with the roiv schach kosh. Shema minas is Rashi, ma'acha. And this is the shayla where this is really part of Rashi, not? Shal says, the Mashal says it's just a gillian, it's not like Rashi. Okay, we'll read it anyway. Shema mina mahacha, shemesachin al kane agag, shekoin latish. This is a big shayla in the Rishonim. Apparently, they used to have some type of removable roof, but they didn't totally remove, take the roof apart. It was like slats, whatever it was, that held up the roof. Beams that held up the roof. So the question is, can you put your schach on top, because those beams are pasul, it's mechuber, right? Can you do those beams shter the sukkah? Af mish esmuch azul azul, pachas megimel, kimen shecham samu metzilson, meila, it's not going to be a problem of shnei schachis, right? That they're within three tvachim, say it, but it's not, that's chamsu metzilson, right? Vayimir Rebbe, gezer asher, shekana ba'avir shebenei b'shavim gemilon kizuz l'meil gisim l'tachas v'oid shehein hakisi v'akana b'shavim ain't sarach l'nanei and v'akana rabba noit l'achas m'tayim. He says it's a little hard to read the flow over here, because Rashi started off with when they're within three tefachim of each other. Rashi says chamsim u'tzilsa, then this wherever this Rebbe is, I'm Rebbe, that he goes on the case when they're equal. Rashi case was obviously the airspace is more. He's saying though that if the airspace is equal, yeah, and you fill it up with schach, you're in the latish, which is pasul schach. It is equal space between the thickness of the latish itself and the airspace. You fill it up. He says that's okay. Why? Then aminan. Kazuzu malel kisam otachas. Avoy shehein hakiso ivakonim shava ain't zochon aneir. He says if it really is like sort of like the mission that Teis brought down of the sachkim b'shvudim, where there's equal space and you fill it up with tzach. But it's interesting. Rashi, whoever this is, quotes the Gemara in Chav Beis that says kizuzim le'elok isrul matachas means that if the airspace on top is equal, you have a sukkah tzach, not tzach pasul. Kosher is tzach, but there's only 50% of the sukkah is covered. Equal distance, schach and airspace. Yeah? But kosher is schach. So we say it's possible. Why? Because the sun spreads out. I mean, if it's 50-50 on top, it means at the bottom, it's going to be more than 50%. It's going to be chamshu metzolsa. That's that Mishnah. So the question is, so who cares? What do we see over there? 50% schach is possible. So why is Rashi saying that 50% schach kosher is kosher? The answer is, and this Batson, the Ritva says here, that because over there, it's airspace, and the sun comes in, then there'll be more shade, there'll be more sun than shade, because the light rays spread out. But Mashenke, when it's totally covered, but 50% Tzach Kosher, 50% Tzach Pasul, so then the Tzach Kosher is better than making 50% of the tail. Then you have 100% tail, but 50% comes from the Tzach Kosher, comes from the Tzach Kosher, so you have 50% in the bottom. So Mela is Kosher. It's better if you have Tzach Pasul than if you have Avir. If you have Avir, then there's going to be more Chamas movements also. If you have Tzach Pasul is 50% Tzach Pasul, 50% Tzach Kosher, that's Kosher. Because there's no problem that the sale of the Tzach Pasul is going to be more. And there's no din that you need more than 50% of sale from the Tzach Kosher. Yeah, mechol loshen chavata shabashah, says Rashi, is loshen hashbala. This is mechol yudushainim. When we say in the Gemara, b'shechavtan, what does that mean? Does that mean, like Rashi says, you lower the branches, mix them with the schach? Now mefarish says Rashi, chavata tlisha, a shlifa taya. It means you're ripping them off, or you tailish them, the mechuberhu, if it's still connected, mayahani. Those you Vitalish, if it's still connected, right, you sort of like pull the branch down and like disconnect it a little bit, like it's always like it's a little bit stuck, right? So if it's still connected, then you didn't do anything. And if it's not connected, then Haktani, Aishakatsasan. Right? In the case of the Hidla, the glass. So it says two things there. It says Schach Rabba Olav, and the Gemara says it means Chavtan, and Katsasan. Right? So if you tailish it, then even if it's still some mechamsa, it's going to be kosher. We're going down rough. Rosenberg the Mishnah that the Elon's still some mechamsa is possible. If the Elon's chamsa from tzilsa, it's kosher. And we make the whole elaborate kimta was chavtan. Chavtan means you tailish it. Yeah, so even if it's also Ruchamas, it's kosher because you're tired of the shit. Therefore, Rashi learns that you're mashplit. Other Shayim Martin. Says the Gemara. What's a Chiddush? Yeah? Oh, Rashi. It's a, you might think it's a gzer. Ot hechad loy chavtan. Yekel mishum mechuber. The mitzvah of shlag pasul kosher. The ainim or b'neim. If you weren't in chayv with them. Chudei ka'iv loy batal. In fact, Gemara, we have another mission that tells that chiddush. Why? Anami tanina. Hidlos agaf as a glass, as a kisem. He says before, sicha gabon, psula. Vimhoye sicha charbin mehem. Oishikotzitzon. Sheir, as Rashi brought down, that the schach kosher is more than the schach apostle, than the vines, then it's kosher. Why? Because it's vato. Oishikotzitzon. Hechidami. Ile mishloishikotzitzon. You didn't pull down and mix it in. You have the same problem that we asked on Rava. It must be, when it says it's kosher, it's still not b'shechavtan. Shema minod le'gazrinon. So we see there's no gazera. So why are you two mishnayos telling me the same thing? Ma'od the same, ahani mili b'di'evin, l'chadchila lo'i, k'mash m'lo'. Even l'chadchila, there's no gazera. Rashi, hidlo heirim u'pashat aleha, kisem, esim, v'mismashet, ma'od ishroshav, ki'ilon, v'ikra, ki'ilon, mispashet va'ila alachaymes, right? The vines that, you know, like these vines that climb up on a wall, a building. So in the bottom it has like a trunk, but then it spreads out all over the place. You take those vines and you put them over your sukkah. Psula mishum chuber. Hechidam esich harbe man the machshalei the bittel idloy chafton loy bottle. Amayk sheir. If it wasn't chavtan, a kmitzdar of nimsa mesach mechuber, that be shurachok muvdol marbu as a tzel. But tzarach liya, it's still some muv mechamsa levad mizeh. Again, Rashi Mashma that talking about the sukkah is chamsa mitzilsa, and Rashi says you need still some muv mechamsa levad mizeh. Right? Without besides the tree, besides the vines, you need still some muv mechamsa. And here you don't have it, meaning. Here you don't have it, meaning the sukkah itself is comes from its also. Fine. Talk to Brahis, Sukkumar. Sukkahs are sukkah turn, abundant, but sukkahs teshu. Loy besukkah shtach as a sukkah. Loy besukkah shtach as a ilon. Loy besukkah shubesach a bias. Adarabah. The sukkahs, tardi mashma. It's be double sukkah. And Nachum Yitzchak, the sukkah is ksim without the vows, Rashi. Oh, the bottom of the kasha, I'll lay cool kasha. Yeved, hidla. Fine, okay, we'll stop now. Let's stop because the next one won't go.